This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Hudson schools report a shelter in place at Hudson Senior High School after two bomb threats were found on masking tape inside two boys' bathrooms at the school March 6th. Quote, "We immediately initiated a shelter in place at the junior senior high school campus and contacted police to investigate. Law enforcement responded quickly and performed a full sweep of the campus, moving students and staff as needed. No bombs or explosive materials were found on the premises during this check. At this time, police have determined the building to be safe, therefore clearing students and staff to return to normal activities," end quote, the school reported on its website. Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Albany Times-Union that a student from LaSalle Institute in Rensselaer County was charged with making a threat involving a weapon on March 2nd. The 15-year-old student made the threat March 1st, and school administrators reported the incident to police. No weapons were found, but the student was charged with making a terroristic threat, a felony, and sent to Rensselaer County Family Court. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Josh Israel at Think Progress reports that Berkshire Bank is ending its line of credit to Sig Sauer, the gun manufacturer that built the MCX semi-automatic rifle that was used in the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando in 2016. Berkshire Bank, based in Massachusetts, is one of 17 lenders providing financing to the assault weapons industry. Bank of America recently announced it is re-evaluating its policies with the gun industry. Quote, "At one time, Berkshire Bank was a participating lender in a syndicate of banks that had a lending relationship with Sig Sauer. However, as of 18 months ago, we are no longer part of this lending group, and we have no further lending relationship with Sig Sauer," end quote, Elizabeth Mock, senior vice president and marketing officer for Berkshire Bank, wrote in an email message. Berkshire's-based activist group Greylock Together had pressured the bank to back out of the gun financing, and the group's Ollie Benjamin said, quote, "They got back to us almost immediately and said they have, in fact, cut ties. We appreciate how swiftly they responded unambiguously, and said they're interested in meeting with us about this issue," end quote. Read the full story at Think Progress. Towns throughout Greene and Columbia counties are receiving funds in the third round of New York's broadband program, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced March 1st. Here are the amounts each town receives in the program's final funding stage. The town of Lexington gets $1,384,542. The town of Catskill will get $1,375,613. The town of Cairo receives $1,221,008. New Baltimore gets $553,355. Greenville gets $383,001. Jewett gets $136,281. Coxsackie will receive $165,309. Halcott gets $67,615. Prattsville gets $37,643. Durham gets $45,045. Athens gets $21,986. Ashland will receive $21,893. Windham gets $13,703. Hunter gets $18,270. The Village of Catskill gets $5,533. Claverack gets $518,311. The Town of Taconic gets $397,742. Gent will receive $398,113. Livingston will get $141,346. Gallatin gets $85,465. Copake will receive $71,484. Stockport will receive $52,028. Greenport will get $12,748. Clermont will get $28,109. Hillsdale will get $23,719. Kinderhook will get $7,943. Chatham will get $7,943. Stuyvesant will get $2,835. And the city of Hudson will get $2,205. The town of Ankrum will get $630, and the town of Austerlitz will get $315. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.